This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Kate Delaney, this holiday season, we take a look back at 2019. Here we are on the verge of Christmas Eve. We're in the middle of Hanukkah, and people are celebrating and hopefully spending time with loved ones. And I think when we look back on 2019, there were a lot of horrific things that happened, including hurricanes, fires, and mass shootings. Sad in Dayton. The shooter who wore the mask and the vest and opened fire, and how shocking that was to so many of us. Obviously, the reasons why, how could this happen? A guy that people thought was just a nice guy, and his sister also in the middle of that, sadly, as she was caught up in it and was one of the people that he killed. Just crazy, crazy thing. And then we had the more recent deadly shooting in Santa Clarita. I mentioned that somebody that I know had an employee whose son was in a Boy Scout troop with him and said it was shocking because he was well-liked, same thing. And, you know, then there were several other shootings as well, and it's becoming all too commonplace. And I hate to say that we would take a look back at 2019 and that's the thing that we can remember the most, but it's certainly one of the top stories. How many times did I jump on these airways to tell you about yet another shooting? I mean, even in other places, 49 killed in that mass shooting at the two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. That was terrible, awful for New Zealand. They were shocked. And then again, here in the United States, the several shootings that happened that just shocked people. I shouldn't say shocked people beyond belief, but again, leads to schools and the deadly school shootings, and how does this happen, and the El Paso shooting that was so horrible, where 20 people were killed, and the Texas governor was, like every other governor when these things happen, Greg Abbott says, lives were taken who should still be with us. I can remember him saying that. 26 people, all ages, genders, etc. They just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And this was a 21-year-old white guy from a suburb of Dallas who drove 650 miles to do that. Yes, sadly, when I think of 2019, that is one of the stories that I think about. Otherwise, here are a couple of other things that popped up on the radar screen that are worth mentioning because, like I mentioned, as we get to the end of the year, we start to look back, and we were coming to the end of a decade. So something just specifically for this past year, I would say the hurricane, because we had yet another hurricane. This was Hurricane Dorian that slammed into the Bahamas and then threatened the U.S., and man, we were like hurricane weary. It intensified, and luckily it wasn't quite as bad as we thought it was going to be. Fire-wise, fires all over California, once again, back-to-back years. Also, the horrible fire at Notre Dame Cathedral, and you think of the history of Notre Dame, 850 years old. The fire, of course, was put out, but it burned very historic areas of Notre Dame. I mean, the whole cathedral is that way. And so many people donated money for Notre Dame. They had like $700 million in fundraising. It's crazy. I think it's going to take 5 years to rebuild what is certainly one of the most historic places in Paris, and where people go when they put that on their list, so-called bucket list, to go and see Notre Dame. And sadly, it is now under mass construction. Impeachment. That's the big thing. The House launching the impeachment into Donald Trump, and then the two articles, and it getting tossed into 2020 to the Senate. And what happens there? The government shutdown being over. The fact that this time we didn't have it drag out. And that just happened at the tail end of the year, you know, into this past weekend. So here it is, Christmas Eve and into Christmas while you're listening to this show. And that's a big story because we, once again, we don't have the government shut down. I would also say that politics of all sorts played a big part in 2019. But I would also say that something else I would put on the list would be the earthquakes. The earthquakes that we saw happen where we started to have that conversation again, where we saw the video about, ooh, are we going to have the big one in California? I can remember being on the air and talking about Ridgecrest, a place in the desert in California where the people there are kind of used to earthquakes, but 7.1 magnitude earthquake, that's a little bit different. And that, of course, happened just right after July 4th, and people were a little bit on edge. There caused a few fires. There were buildings that swayed and cracked streets and foundations in Southern California. And whenever there's one like this with the gas leaks and whatnot, the conversation turns to, are we going to have a big earthquake in California? As somebody who lived in California for a while, people used to tell me, well, we know that this is what we live with here, and we know just to be earthquake ready. And I used to say, how do you become earthquake ready? How do you do that? And the answer is you can't. You can't become earthquake ready because you have no idea when that's going to happen. And that's what I think was the way that played out in Ridgecrest, rather, and so much of that conversation was around that. And then there were some sad, tragic things that happened with certain deaths. Like, a lot of people watch Top Chef, and Fatima Ali, who's certainly one of the fan favorites. It's funny, I don't watch a lot of reality TV, but I know of her. I knew of her. And she died after a year-long battle with cancer, and she was just 29 years old, reminding us of the fragility of life, that just like that in an instant. And that kind of started off the year because that happened in January. So in January there was conversation about her and how well she did on that show, and how sad it was that she was at one point declared cancer free. And then it came back with a vengeance, as she described it, and often you hear people, unfortunately, talk about that. And then here, once again, with a handful of days left, or a week or so left, I guess, in 2019, you had 20 train cars that were off the tracks on, Sunday morning. So just a handful of days ago, a CSX train derailed early in the morning, and that sent 7 to 8 cars flying about 10 miles west downtown along the Ohio River in Cincinnati. And when you hear that, boy, it sounds like it's come through your house when you hear a train derailment, as somebody who lives near trains. I can certainly attest to that. All right, coming up, Milan Vukovic. We're talking about Tehebo T, one of my favorites, Elaine Pasqua, and Gail Miller, owner of the Jazz. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
He's in our virtual green room right now, Milan Vukovic, Tahibu Tea Club. We've been talking about it. You've heard it, I guess, the last couple of days at least on this show, and it's such an interesting, the backstory on this is so interesting, and the stories of what this has done for people is absolutely has blown me away and got me really, really interested in it. So Milan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's talk about what led you to the tea and this amazing story about your father, who we have in common. Your father survived. My mother died of colon cancer, and it was, oh, so horrible. And she was a very young 70. She looked like she was in her 50s. But your father survived. And what happened, and what was what really some people would say was like a miracle?
Well, it really was. My father had been healthy his whole life, and when he was 66 years old, he started feeling sick to the stomach, and he went to doctors, and they started taking pictures and scans and all of that, and they couldn't find anything. And this went on for 2-3 months, and finally my father said to the doctors, you know, doctors, I know you're trying your best, but you have to believe me, there's something wrong with me. And they kept looking and looking, and finally they found out that he had colon pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And he was losing weight, and the colon is like an ordinary garden hose. We have about 6 foot of it, and they can operate on the colon, take a foot out, and resection it, And if everything is contained within there, even though it's not an easy operation, pretty much you're oftentimes good to go. But the pancreas is a different story. In 1998, they didn't perform any operations on the pancreas whatsoever. Today, they perform very limited operations on the pancreas. And since the tumor, the cancer tumor on my dad's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, they called me up and they said, hey, listen, you need to put your father's affairs in order because he might have maybe 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral. And I called friends and family and said, hey, listen, here's the situation with Dad. He's got colon pancreatic cancer, and he might have 2 months to live. So if you want to see him, you might want to come and see him now. So people started coming over, paying their respects, friends, family. And this one family of ours came over, and they brought the tea with them. And they said, this tea cured our brother from cancer. So I'm looking at these people like they're Martians or something, because my father was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, which is the largest medical center in the world. It's bigger than Boston. It has 4 hospitals right next door to each other and 50 medical buildings right beside those 4 hospitals. So it's like Central Park in New York with nothing but medical facilities. And the doctors, you know, were saying, plan a funeral. These people are telling me he might cure my dad. But anyhow, I'm polite to the people, of course, since they came to pay their respects and thank them for coming. And after they left, my father figured, well, what the heck? If I've got 2 months to live, what's the difference if I'm drinking water or if I'm drinking tea? So my father starts drinking his tea. And 2 months later, they put him on a CAT scan machine. And the doctors thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they can't find the tumor that used to be the size of a half a brick 2 months prior. And he wasn't receiving any treatment during those 2 months. So they said to him, you know, there's something wrong with our CAT scan machine, but the hospital next door, they have a CAT scan machine as well. And why don't you walk over there? We'll phone them and they'll take a picture so that you don't have to come back next week. So that's exactly what happened. My dad walked over. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father has been cancer-free now for over 20 years. He turned 86 years old about 4 months ago on October 10th. And not only is he 86 and cancer-free, he's in such good health that he continues to drive at the age of 86. And he really does still continue to cut my grass. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if it wasn't for the fact that he enjoys doing it, and I know it's good for him.
I love that story. So, I mean, this is shocking. First of all, thank goodness the friends came over, but what's your dad's, what was his reaction to that? That's amazing.
Well, we really didn't have any belief in the tea whatsoever when my father started drinking it, and neither did my father, but he was open-minded enough saying, well, you know, if there's nothing that can help me, and the tea's not going to hurt me, what's the difference? Let me go ahead and start drinking the tea. So when 2 months later they couldn't find any cancer, and I was called and said, you know, your father's cancer-free, I had to take the day off at work, and I used to work as a stockbroker at Merrill Lynch, and I told my secretary, I said, you know, today I'm going to call all my father's doctors, and I don't want to speak to anybody that does not have DR in front of their name or MD behind their name. So I started calling, and the very first call that I made, I reached my father's oncologist. He picked the phone himself. I can't even get a hold of my own doctor if I call him, but nonetheless, the man picked up the phone himself, and I said to him, I said, you know, as gratifying as it is, can you imagine how incredulous it is? I mean, I'm planning a funeral for a man. Y'all haven't done anything, and now you're telling me the man doesn't have cancer. What gives? And so the doctor says, yeah, he says, I mean, we took 2 scans, he says, as you know. He says, one in the one hospital, one in the hospital next door, and there's no cancer cells there. But if you want, we'll give them chemo. I said, well, who the heck in their right mind would want chemo if that's, you know, if you don't have cancer? I mean, you know, so in any event, so my father never did end up having chemo or radiation. And you know, the tea has been certainly a blessing in my family's life. And then that's how I started the Tehebo Tea Club.
Yeah, that was my next question. So you start the club. Here, you're a stockbroker. You start the club. And tell us about Tehebo Tea, what it comes from. We talk about it, and you hear it in the spot, but tell us what is the root of it and why it's so effective.
The Tehebo tree is indigenous to the Amazon rainforest. And the native name for the tree in Brazil is Tejibo, which is what the Indios call it. And then when the Portuguese came to colonize Brazil 600 years ago, they called it Pau d'Arco, because this tree never gets fungus. It's the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So because of those properties, the wood from this tree also happens to be the very hardest wood in the world. It's like concrete, and you can take this wood and bend it and do whatever you want with it, and it won't break. And so when the Portuguese saw that, it was being used for making the bows, for bows and arrows. That's why they called it Pau de Arco. Arco is arch in Portuguese, and Pau means strong, so strong bow, so to speak. And now, but maybe more importantly, what the tea does is it builds the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. And our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because what it does is regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better, to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease like an infection or diabetes or cancer.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's absolutely amazing, and I've got the tea, and I'm frantically drinking it because I've got to get on some planes, and you and I talked, and you said, oh, that's how you avoid that cold, because that's, I don't want one of those awful, awful colds. Will you come back on and tell us more stories and more about this, about the tea, about Tejibo Tea and the Tea Club?
I'd love to. Anytime, I'd be happy to expand a little bit more upon it. And hopefully next time we talk, we'll have a better result in a Super Bowl than we had from our L.A. Rams yesterday.
Which, by the way, we'll say this quickly. Bill Belichick's family is from the same village, same area where your family originally is from in Croatia, right?
Yeah, interestingly enough, even though we don't have football in Croatia, the top coach in the NFL is Croatian, Bill Belichick, and the top coach in college football, Nick Saban, is also Croatian. And Bill Belichick's family happens to hail from the same city, which is Karlovac, in Croatia. So we're really quite proud of him. And so yesterday for us Croatians that live in Los Angeles, it was a win-win situation. Either our Rams were going to win, or Bill Belichick was going to knock his place in history.
And he won. All right, so check out, thank you, Milan. Check out drinksupertea.com. Get you some. I am inhaling this stuff. I am not going to get sick, and I'm going to be healthier. Hang with us.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The FBI is looking into pardons issued by former Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, including clemency given to a murderer and a child rapist. The Louisville Courier-Journal, citing two sources familiar with the matter, reported that an FBI agent had spoken with Kentucky State Representative Chris Harris about a criminal investigation into the pardons. Bevin, who lost his re-election bid last month, has come under fire in recent weeks, having issued more than 600 pardons and sentence reductions since the November 5th election. China will lower tariffs on products ranging from frozen pork to avocado to some types of semiconductors next year, according to the finance ministry, as Beijing looks to boost imports amid a slowing economy and the trade war with the United States. The tariffs for some asthma and diabetes medications will be set at zero, said the ministry, while duties on some wood and paper products will be lowered as well. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome to the show, Elaine Pasqua. She's a certified speaking professional. She's put up all kinds of amazing programs on these college campuses and with professional athletes. In fact, on positive choices for pro athletes from 31 teams across the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball, the most notable Division I college football program she's been involved with, and collegiate athletes at more than 650 campuses nationwide. And she's exhausted, but she's here. Elaine, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm energized, actually. My work energizes me, Kate, because I love what I do.
Yeah, and I understand about the numbers. You know, it's like I say when I talk about, you know, breaking through and being in the locker room, that I've been in 780 locker rooms, and somebody said to me the other day, you must be exhausted, and I'm like you. We're very similar in that way. It might be that New Jersey background. So let's dive into it. What is it that pushed you in this direction? How did you start this kind of a career?
Well, it all started, my mom and stepdad dad both died of AIDS-related complications. He contracted the virus from a medical product that was made from human plasma and passed it on to my mom. And so because they chose to keep their infectious status a secret and didn't get the love and support at the end of their lives that most people do get because of their secrecy, I wanted to speak out more. So I got my mom's permission about a week before she died to finally tell the truth and to share the story. And so first I started speaking about HIV and AIDS. For 2 years I was working with health professionals and you know, the Pennsylvania Department of Health, all sorts of organizations. And then I called a college, and Delaware Valley College here in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And the Dean of Students mentored me and got me on the national circuit. And so I first started speaking about HIV and AIDS, and then 2 years into that, I realized that students needed, there were many more topics that needed to be addressed, because we're seeing the high-risk drinking connected to the unprotected sex. We're seeing the sexual violence and sexual assault, the drug abuse. So I broadened my area of expertise. And about in the early 2000s, somebody from a campus said, you know, you should really be focusing on collegiate athletes. And because they are higher-risk students, they work hard, they play hard, and I listened to her. And so and around 2001, I created a niche for working with collegiate athletes. So I typically work with about 60 campuses annually, and most of my work is with athletic departments. And then about 8 years ago, I started working with pro athletes. It started with the New York Giants and then went on to working for the NFL league itself, and then working with the NBA and doing training for their developmental league teams. And I've worked with 4 different Major League Baseball teams as well.
Wow. We go back to your mom's story. What a way, Elaine, that must have just been devastating to hear that news, but what a way to turn that around and try to help other people. And so now you fast forward through all of the different folks that you've touched. You must think somewhere your mother is smiling that you were able to do this.
I'm hoping. My aunts and uncles have all come to see my program when I was speaking in New Jersey, and they were saying your mother would be so pleased. And I did get her permission, so it wasn't like I was doing this against her wishes. And so that makes it a little bit easier. But I tell people the most painful experience in my life has taken me to the most gratifying. And never in my wildest dreams, one, did I think that this would become a livelihood. I did it for free for the first 2 years because I just wanted to prevent people from going through what my family went through twice. And then little did I know that it would propel me to going on to working with the leagues. You know, I remember standing there on Park Avenue looking out of the window from the NFL league office and looking down the streets going, geez, who would think that little old Elaine Pasqua, who grew up on Gertrude Street from Clark, New Jersey, would ever be standing here. So you just don't know, Kate, where life is going to take you. I'm sure you feel the same way, too.
Oh, absolutely. When you go to these college campuses now, and you've been doing this for a while, what do you find? Do you find that the athletes, the collegiate athletes, do they open up to you? Is it tough to get them to open up to you?
No, because first of all, I think my stature helps. Somebody at the Baltimore Ravens said to the person at the Tennessee Titans who was thinking about bringing me in, said she walks in the room, I don't think she weighs 100 pounds wet. They take one look at her and I go, what the heck? And then she opens her mouth. It's that Jersey girl moxie. So my stature, I'm 5'3". I'm small boned and tiny. So I'm very unassuming looking and I'm not judgmental. I mean, and I think a lot of it is from where I grew up. Again, you know that too. Mm. We're not judgmental. We have this energy. We have this open frankness, and they do open up to me, and they confide in me. I mean, I've had even NFL players pulling me out in the hall and sharing the most intimate details of their life and going, how do I work through this? What do I do? And so they're very, very open. Last year, I was at Temple University for 2 days, and instead of me doing my scripted program, they had me meet for 45 minutes with each individual team just to have casual conversations. And Kate, it blew me away. It just, the conversations that I was having with full teams and the way they opened up, I learned more from them than they do from me. It's remarkable.
Yeah, no kidding. So what do you find is You know, what is the quandary of the pro athlete? Is it the single guys that come in and all of a sudden they have this money and this power and this adulation, and now it's a rush and they've got a lot of women interested in them and they don't know really how to navigate the terrain? Or what do you find?
You summed it up completely, all of that, you know, because there's so many temptations. Again, the money, the temptation. Many of these athletes are coming from families that didn't come from financial means, and so now they've got all the cousins and the relatives hanging on and thinking that they're going, there's a lot of pressure to support other people. There's the entrapment by women, and this is one of the things that I focus on because I talk to a lot of the rookies about sexual assault and sexual health, and they're really confused. Studies are showing that young women are more sexually aggressive than we had seen in the past, and so a lot of the guys are going, well, wait a minute. I mean, I'll go round and round in circles with these guys because they'll, you know, I'll tell them things about consent and the law, and they'll go, well, wait a minute. Why am I the one that's getting in trouble when she's the one who started it? Or why are somebody from one of the NFL teams brought up a good point and said, why is it that when you have somebody who has accused another individual of sexual assault, they don't reveal the name of the victim, but they will reveal the name of the person who is accused, whether they're guilty or not. And even if they're not guilty, there's a seed of doubt and a cloud that will always follow them and hang over them. So I'm trying to get these guys to think with their brains and not with their other body parts, and to not get caught up in the moment. It's like if you get involved in a hookup with somebody you don't know, you're taking an incredible risk because you don't know who this person is. Maybe they're trying to entrap you. Maybe we also see a lot of young women try to get pregnant. You know, they entrap these guys into the pregnancies because they see them coming and they think, cha-ching, I want to ride on the coattails of their success. So I am trying to get them to think. I had an NBA player say, you know, after the program, he said, I never thought about the entrapment, but after you talked about it, I went and listened to all my tapes or my stories from the past, and I thought, oh, so that's what was happening. So a lot of times they're not even aware of it.
Wow. So, and we're speaking with Elaine Pasqua, certified speaking professional. Boy, what a powerhouse. She's worked with pro athletes. She's worked with all these Division I college football programs. She's heavily sought after. Has really built quite a career. When you look at the younger guys, you look at the college football programs, etc., what are you hopeful for?
What I'm hopeful for is, one, that they understand that they're ambassadors of their university, of their athletic department, and that the behavior that they engage in off of the field is going to be under the same scrutiny as the behavior that they engage in on the field or on the court. So I want them to understand. People are looking. We're living in a time of suffocating media attention. Anybody can whip a cell phone out of their pocket, take a picture, send it viral, and ruin someone's reputation. So I want them to be remembered for their stellar performance on the field. I want them to be to build a legacy that they're proud of. And I also want them to stay on track for the future. Because, one, how many of them are going to go on to pro sports? How many get into pro sports who are injured and their careers are shortened? So we want them to finish school. We want them to think beyond sports and building a future for themselves. So it's all about saving their reputation and knowing, understanding that one night, one inconsequential decision can change the rest of their lives. I even had, I don't name names, but an NFL player who I was with when he was in his senior year in college, and he was accused of sexually assaulting a young woman. And we talked recently, and he said, you know, I want these guys to know that one night can dramatically change their lives. And a lot of times there's misunderstanding. They think that they got consent, and then it turns around and turns into a very negative situation for them.
Wow. Elaine, if somebody wants to find out more about you, where can they go?
They can go onto my website, www.elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Pasqua, P as in Peter, A, S as in Sam, Q-U-A.com. I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. So they can find me. And then my phone numbers, my contact information is list on my website so they can feel free to call me and reach out, and I would love to work with them.
Perfect, Elaine. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it. It was fun to talk to you today.
In the trees, hiding behind you on my hands and knees, sizing your body up down.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
To the show, Gail Miller. You know Gail Miller. Think of the late Larry H. and Gail for what they've done, certainly in Utah and beyond the bounds of Utah. But they've established one of the largest privately owned group of companies in the western United States, ownership of over 600 car dealerships, the Utah Jazz. And that's what I think of when I think of the Millers, the Utah Jazz. Amazing, including Megaplex Theaters and so much more. But the reason we're having Gail Miller on, and we could talk about business because she definitely has the brain for that, but the Congressional Award Foundation is going to honor Gail Miller with the Horizon Award at the annual gold medal ceremony on Capitol Hill. That's happening on June 20th. It's a special recognition, if you don't know what it is, from the Joint Leadership Commission of the Congressional Award Foundation and its board of directors. The Horizon Award is so prestigious. It recognizes people from the private sector who've worked to expand opportunities for all Americans through their own personal contributions. Some great people have gotten it in the past, including from the basketball world, Bob Lanier, and from baseball, Cal Ripken Jr., Pat and Emmett Smith. The list goes on and on, but we want to get to Gail Miller. Gail, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So what does winning the Horizon Award from the Congressional Award Foundation mean to you?
Well, it's quite overwhelming to be joined with a group of people with such prestige and accomplishment. It means a great deal, mostly in the fact that it recognizes that there are people in the private sector that are trying to make the world better. And that's very gratifying because there are a lot of people doing that, but they often go unrecognized. So it's very humbling and very exciting.
I'm not surprised you said it was humbling because that's definitely your reputation and your personality. And congratulations on this award again. Tell us about the Larry H. Miller Charity.
Well, we actually have two groups that are philanthropic. One is our charities group, which is a way for our employees to give back. We've created a program called Give Me Five, where they are allowed or asked and voluntarily give $5 per paycheck to a fund, the Larry H. Miller Charities, and then I will match that, and then all of that money that's gathered in their community, and by the way, we don't have 600, we have 60, a little over 60 dealerships in 7 western states, but then they're allowed to use that money in their marketplace to do good with. The other group is the Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation, which has a larger footprint and can do a lot more, but it was created after we had established our businesses and realized there's a whole lot more to life than just making money. You have to do something good with it. And so
yeah,
we created a foundation.
And yeah, and your foundation supports literary and educational purposes, and that's so vital in the U.S., and you know that, Gail. Go a little bit deeper on that because I think the listeners would find that interesting.
Well, we created a fund where our employees' children, dependent children, can get a college education. We provide a full scholarship for all of our dependents, all of our employees' dependent children, if they've been with us for 2 years or longer. And so we've educated a whole lot of kids that way, and that's important to us because that is our future. We also provide about 40 scholarships at the University of Utah for minority students, so our first-time attendees. And then we have a program called Teach the Teacher or Driven to Teach, where we have three cohorts of 30 history teachers each that we pay for a trip every year to go out and learn history firsthand and then come back and teach students from that firsthand knowledge. And they reach hundreds of thousands of students. So we're heavily into education and encouraging people to learn about the country and freedom and free enterprise and just make their world a better place.
Boy, that has to be so gratifying for you. What's it like for you when, and I'm sure this happens, when you see what's gone on with some of these students who have gotten this education and they've come back to you or written to you? That has to be gratifying.
Oh, very much so. It's wonderful to see the light in their eyes and hear their enthusiasm and see the fields they go into that can contribute to society. It's just tremendous.
Yeah. And we're speaking with Gail Miller. You certainly recognize her as the owner of the Utah Jazz. And as she said, 60 car dealerships, not 600, or I might have asked you to come work for you, Gail. And also Megaplex Theaters and so much more. But she's also, yeah, can you imagine? She's also written a book called Courage to Be Yourself. Tell us about that. What inspired you to do that?
Well, Courage to Be You was a book that came about from experiences that I had had in trying to find myself and to figure out what life was like for me and where I should be heading and focusing my attention and energies and just learning who I was and how to use my resources. So as I was doing that, going through that process, I was encouraged to write a book so that other women could see that life is not discouraging. If you have problems, it's an opportunity to create a way to use those adversities for your advantage. So that's basically how it came to be.
Yeah, very good. You know, we've been watching what's happening between Toronto and the Warriors, and I'm sure you are as well, and it made me think of the Jazz and what's up for the Jazz, and you have such a rabid fan base. A lot of my friends are Jazz fans, Gail, I'll tell you that, because they were razzing me getting closer to the playoffs. So any big changes coming up for the Jazz?
Well, none that I know of today. Now, tomorrow I might have a different answer. we hope to keep our guys intact, but there is always that process of trying to make yourself better and creating a strength that you may not have. So I'm sure it will look a little different when the season starts this coming year, but we like what we have. We like what we've done. We just want to keep doing, you know, strengthening our team and making it better, and we're really going for we hope a championship. That's my goal.
Yeah, I understand that completely. So as the owner of the Jazz, that has to be exciting for you because you shared that with Larry, certainly. And as a woman in this position, and there are others, Jeannie Buss is one of them with the Lakers, certainly. There are more women that are getting into the ownership game or into the higher ranks of owning professional teams. And you just talked about Courage to Be You. That has to make you feel good.
It is a whole different world, I'll tell you. And I'm grateful for the opportunity, but I know that I have to surround myself with people who know a lot more than I do to be able to do good things.
I understand. Hey, last one, Gail. Winning this award, you have to be thinking about this. It's just less than a couple of weeks away. That's going to be a tremendous moment for you. There has to be a little bit of excitement and maybe some butterflies, too, getting this, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a whole new experience, a different arena than I've ever been in before. But I'm also very excited about doing it, even though it is scary. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Gail Miller, what a delight to have you join us on the show. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.